The 50th season of Saturday Night Live is off to a strong ratings start and is a record breaker for the streaming service Peacock. NBC said Monday that 5.3 million people watched the premiere live, the best opening for the show since 2020, when Alec Baldwin reprised his role as then-President Donald Trump and Chris Rock hosted with musical guest Megan Thee Stallion. The sketch comedy show welcomed back several alums this weekend for its opening skit about this year's U.S. presidential race, with Maya Rudolph playing Kamala Harris and Dana Carvey playing President Joe Biden. The episode is the most watched SNL ever on Peacock in its first weekend, NBC said. Jean Smart hosted the 50th season premiere and country sensation Jelly Roll was the musical guest. The opening sketch could be a preview of the season ahead, with alum Andy Samberg returning to play Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, and actor-comedian Jim Gaffigan playing Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Only Rudolph as Harris was expected, although SNL hadn't confirmed she would reprise the role. The first SNL episode aired October 11, 1975, with Lorne Michaels at the helm, just as he is now. George Carlin hosted then, and the show introduced its first cast of the so-called not ready for prime time players: Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, and Garrett Morris. Comedian Nate Bargatze is hosting this weekend's SNL, with Coldplay appearing as the musical guest. NBC will air a three-hour live SNL celebration on February 16 to mark the anniversary.